continuation of the visit with Phil and Mabel after I taped the second part of the Okanoke Swamp on Wednesday the 16th of July 69. This is the continuation of the visit after supper with Phil and Mabel after I taped the second part of the Okanoke Swamp on Channel 5 on Wednesday the 16th of July 69. This is a continuation of that, and this is Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over, and a continuing of Phil and Mabel on the Okanoke Swamp after I taped the second part of that on Wednesday the 16th of July 69.
No, 1930. And I said, I ain't got much, but I'll survive with you. And he said, I got a life insurance policy. He says, I'll see how much I can get on that. And he borrowed a little money on that. I told him, I says, Uncle Jim, I says, you own the thing on this here house?
Big house?
Yeah. He said, no. I said, go down and put it up with the bank. Give them one of these revolving, get one of these revolving credits down there and put up your house for collateral. And he says, that's one thing, if I can get it. I said, if you can't get it done, I can. And he, that's the way he started. And I expect that old man with $50,000 to $60,000.
His son.
That was a fortune then.
His son-in-law was a president of Edna Davis College in Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Beat me.
I believe somewhere in North Carolina, but he was a president of it.
Well, he is a friend of yours then.
Oh, he was. He was a friend.
He was good to us, but boy, he was rough on some folks. Now, there ain't many places we ever lived at we couldn't go back.
Yeah.
And dig up friends there that we have had for 50 years.
Yeah.
And they always I had to see.
I expect if, right then, if I'd divided what money I had with him, it wouldn't have been over $100.
Yeah.
But cross ties was 20, 25, and 30 cents a piece.
Oh. Why, Phil?
That's right.
Think of that. Think of that.
20, 25, and 30 cents a piece.
Lord help us.
Now, they're a dollar to a dollar and a half a piece.
How much?
Dollar, dollar and a half.
Cross ties? Why, shoot fire. I bet you couldn't get one for anything like that.
Well, yes, you can get them, but not cross ties like them, because no. They're not. They were Cypress cross ties.
Yeah.
But they got these fine ties now.
Yeah.
Fine ties, creosotum and
cross
ties. What they got for them cross ties. And they told me number fives that they got a dollar and a half for, I think. And dollar and a quarter and a dollar and a half. 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
6 by 8, 7 by 8, 7 by 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's a size.
Well, I thought they'd be way yonder more than that.
Oh, I imagine they cost at least a dollar to crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Old man Hurlong got some up here to put a seal on this house. And It seemed like to me, Jay said, that they cost about $4 and a half a piece.
That sounds more like it, yes. But now that's after they
come out. As you leave your hand, they get pretty good money on them up the road.
Yeah. That's him.
Well, Fred said that they made money on their watermelons this year.
Yeah.
And lots of people didn't.
Yeah.
Well, Fred is always, Fred was a good farmer. He always made money.
Mm-hmm.
So Fred got big enough.
Fred is
hard worker.
He's hard working.
What are they doing now? Putting in eggplant?
Freddie had planted some eggplants with Rob. And so we got rid. Now you taking this down so you they over here won't they hang me? Huh? But anyway, that Freddie didn't want to calm down the cocker.
Yeah.
So Rob says, well, just half of them. Bring my half on down there to McIntosh and says, you carry yours where you get ready. So Freddie went carried his on over to Citra and he got $2 and something, $2 and a half, I believe it was, or $2.75. Rob got $1.75. Old Freddie was sitting back there by the stove and was talking about the cockerel. Freddie said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, old cocker sure cured old Rob. Rob told him, so you can't mine on over Citra from now on. He didn't care nothing to McIntosh either. He thought, of course, he worked there. You know, for Christian, he had to carry his eggplants to cocker.
Yeah.
But he didn't care no. He told Freddie to carry him on over to Citra. Freddie got so much more money than he got.
Pond.
Back to old Keller that told me he had a home back in there somewhere.
He's right about that. A bear don't hibernate like it do in other places. Because you see them all through the
world. That's a big swamp. How big is it, Phil? It's about to look after a while. My daughter was while they was all gone. Some lady from Georgia.
Where's her daughter live?
In Jacksonville. Yeah. And Polly got put and I think Laura liked her pretty well.
Well, what was she worrying about?
My daughter told me one time, I asked, I said, well, Cora, when you die, I wish you could leave me your knowledge. She said, well, I don't. If I were to need it.
Yeah.
But Dr. Jones, you could just quote mention a scripture, and he quoted it right out. He didn't have to take a Bible and hunt it up.
Yeah.
He knew it. And the last time that I was ever at, he would come down to Micanopy, you know, and have a Bible study with us all.
Yeah.
And the last time he was down there, and I did freezing cold, and he was so bad off when he stood up to dismissed the class. He reeled just like somebody drunk.
Yeah.
Couldn't even stand still.
How's Leola getting along?
I think she said she was tired. She hadn't been down this week. She said she was just too tired to make it justice.
She was on her way to
some old birds in there they call galoot. Ironhead galoot. And boy, them people used to eat them things, and you know, they were pretty good, too.
You've eaten them yourself?
Yeah, I've had them down there, you know.
Yeah.
I wish that
Phil
was able to carry you down
there,
that swamp,
just
that you see it.
They killed several bear down there and offered me some of it, but I don't think I want any of that.
Yeah.
How about that rattlesnake? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you notice how big around he was? He was blunt.
Yeah.
But he was big around.
Yeah. Is that a special kind?
No. You know, up in Georgia, they seem like to me they grow bigger than they do down here.
Oh, there's a lot of them in that swamp.
Yeah.
herself.
Look, I know the ones that we had killed, and I've seen if there was much bigger around than they are here.
It is in that swamp.
Cut them out.
No. No copperhead marks.
Oh, yeah.
They look just like a rattlesnake, only they haven't got the rattles.
Yeah. And they work fast. They act fast.
They are mighty fast. Vicious, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Ordinarily, a rattlesnake is not vicious. And I don't believe if you didn't hurt the rattlesnake and let him know that you weren't going to hurt him, I don't think he would hurt you. The dog fennels, and the old rattlesnake there in the coil. And he left a little bit of bunch of it on the end of it, you know, it's soft. Torso, and of course he struck at the thing when he first touched him, but he went to rubbing him back the head and down like that, straight out.
Yeah, that right. Well, I fell, I never heard.
Wouldn't have been me rubbing it. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, Mabel, it was, that fellow was a night watchman at the planing mill when it got burnt up. He was with me.
I mean, what planing mill? Which planing mill?
The planing mill that Williamsburg.
That was old.
Was Coleman, Woodard Coleman living up there when you was milling?
No. He was living fun. Well, he's got another place over there somewhere.
The daddy was living where he is.
No, it was.
No.
Steve Wilson was living there. Nigga from Alabama was living there. And he went to work for us, and we moved him to Bayard, and he's still there.
To where?
Bayard, out from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Him and his mother, our wife's mother, all of them living down there.
He built a place?
Yeah, they bought a place down there.
But he built a place over there? Here, where Woodard is?
Who? No, he lived in the house that Woodard lives in.
Yeah.
And then when we moved, they moved with us.
Yeah.
And his wife cooked for me for a long time.
Yeah. Well, Woodard's daddy lived there before him.
Well, now that was where we came here.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's right.
After we left you, then Woodard moved back in this house.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever talk to Annie?
Annie, who is his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been down there to see her. I always ask Woodard how she's getting along. She always, if she used to come to the store, she'd always come speak to me.
Now, that's the end of this quite remarkable tape that Fell and Mabel made on the Okie Pinokie. The last time I was there, that was one of the things Mabel and Phil both said that they could talk about. And now they talk about it. And after I thought we were through talking, they'd start out on some more things. See, they lived up in there for so long. This is the end of that visit with Phil and Mabel on Wednesday night, the 16th of July, 69, after I taped the Okie Pinokie Swamp Part 2. And this is Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over 150. Channel 2 over 150. And this goes from Channel 2 right at 300 on up to Channel 2 over 150.